If you're going to overhaul your school's playground, here's an idea. Instead of the adults deciding what it should be, why not go to the consumers, the kids who'll be using that playground? And while you're at it, make it a good learning experience for those kids. That's the idea behind the design and construction of a new playground, or Playscape, at Ann Arbor's STEAM at Northside School. And the organizers think what they've learned can help other schools. Rachel Van Dyke is an art and design teacher at the school. Good to have you with us, Rachel.
Thank you.
Laura Amtower is an MFA graduate student at the Penny W. Stamps School of Art and Design at the University of Michigan. Hello there.
Hi.
And we have Lily Papp with us. She is one of Rachel's students. Good
Hi.
To have you with us. Thanks for joining us today. So construction started in June on a brand new playground that the kids themselves designed. And Rachel, it all came out of a visit that Laura made to your school last fall. You both had an aha moment.
We did. Laura is at the School of Penny Stamps, and my husband is also there right now. And he knew that Laura was interested in children and play, and Playscape is part of her thesis. And I had thought of a Playscape design for our large project-based learning unit.
And when we use that term, I know most of us get the idea of playground. What mm-hmm. is the Playscape?
The Playscape is really a hybrid of a man-made playground and more of a natural landscape-based space. So, you know, pushing together mounds of dirt so the children can run up and test their bodies.
What makes a STEAM school, for those who are not real mm-hmm. familiar with what a STEAM school is all about, what makes this the perfect place for this child design playscape that's actually part of the classwork?
Sure. STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. That's right, Lily. And it comes from STEM, which they really felt over the years as STEM's been growing that the arts is a part of everything. And it would be a sad thing to leave the arts out of the students' learning.
So as the year went on, what was the process then? How did you get ideas, Rachel, and who determined which idea made the final design?
Well, just like any good designer, we wanted to take the students through the design process. And so the first thing was to know what our problem was. And the problem was that our school was getting a new gym, and that would remove the old playground. And so our process has been like this. As a designer, I asked the children to observe the playground, and we drew the playground very carefully, thinking about the elements and principles of art, drawing what we really have, the playground that would be taken away. And then after that, I asked the kids to go to completely zany. As a good designer, you take it all the way over to the other side. And I was really proud of Lily's because hers not only incorporated the zany, but it also incorporated the natural elements that we wanted to see, hopefully, in a playscape. What were some of those natural elements?
I used things like I used a petting zoo and a zoo in general for some animals that weren't so friendly with being petted. I used trees and tree houses and tire swings, and the chains holding up the tire were vines. I had a little tree house that you could rent and live in it for like a week. And I had a little animal dress-up place where you could dress up as different animals.
Mm-hmm. Fun!
So after they explored the zany, we took it the next step. We wanted to keep going deeper. And so we were connecting with what they're learning in their classrooms, mm-hmm. which is what STEAM's about. So, for instance, with fifth grade, they were learning about kinetic and potential energy. And so we knew that the kids said they really wanted to use the hill. We have an amazing hill that they're not allowed to use right now for part of their play. So as fifth graders, they designed, thinking about kinetic and potential energy, the pathway that could be run. They actually ran the hill. They thought about what they learned in their fifth grade unit, and then they designed a pathway.
Did people vote on what they thought were the best ideas?
So on a Saturday morning, about 200 students came with their families, and each student stood beside their Playscape model as a class and presented to the whole school community. And then we had a voting session from there.
Lily, what did you learn through this whole process?
I learned a lot. I learned that you can make so many more things than you ever thought. I learned that you can, like, use your creativity and use your thoughts to make it become real.
What do you think, Rachel, that other schools and districts and teachers listening to this conversation could take away from what you've been able to do this year?
One thing would be that students can go deeper and extend their learning far more than we ever imagined. I think a teacher has to be very creative, though, in how to extend that learning in a variety of avenues. You can explore a subject in the arts through a variety of ways.
What was the biggest takeaway for you, Laura? You know, you approached Rachel and said, hey, we've got this idea, and this it ignited in your mind. What's the biggest thing you've learned?
The biggest thing I've learned, I think, is just that things can be integrated in a way that you can bring together curriculum and art and science and design all together, and it doesn't have to be so segregated, and that, you know, people from different backgrounds can work together, you know, to really create these meaningful engagement projects.
And then looking ahead this year, Rachel, you're going to have some big shoes to fill, figuratively speaking, after having everyone involved with this project.
Well, it certainly has been special. As STEAM's a brand new school, we've had many exciting new, you know, projects to come up with. But I think it's not just a project-based school, it's a problem-based school. And there's always going to be a problem that we can look at and try to solve, and the children can try to solve along with us.
Construction on the new playscape at the Ann Arbor STEAM at Northside School kicked off this summer. Laura Amtower is a graduate student at the Penny W. Stamp School of Art and Design at the University of Michigan. Rachel Van Dyke is an art and design teacher at the STEAM School, and Lily Papp is one of her students. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Thanks.